Wake me up, Bubba. Wake me up.
Nikki and DeMello.
Coast FM.
Now, I'm trying to work out the dates for the election, right? Because they have to call it.
So is the PM.
But like, so I've stumbled on the Wikipedia page, right, that says the 2019 federal election.
So we're referring to Wikipedia now.
What else have we got? Well, it's the most intelligent source I could find. Must be held by 18th of May for half the Senate and on or before November 2 for the House of Reps. So 18th of May. But then all the stories that I'm seeing suggest it'll be on either the 18th of May or the 25th. Well, look, I don't know.
Look, just don't stress. It's going to be fine.
But it's coming. That's the point. Like, it's going to be like
the election is coming.
About a month or so. It is.
Winter's also coming on Monday. I'm excited about that.
What, is it officially Monday?
No.
Oh, that one.
Game of Thrones.
I'm with you.
Winter.
I was going to say, let me just change the Monday. You're freaking me out here. Mandurah's, you may have heard, burning period, the prohibited burning period.
Yeah.
Is being extended due to continuing hot, dry weather. So that means no fires till April 14th.
Right, because I thought it was the 1st of April. Usually.
It's normally it stops, but they've extended it for a couple of weeks. Okay. So if you want details, contact the City of Mandurah's Rangers Service, 9550-3777. And that means no, basically, open air burning is allowed.
So that's like no fire pits or anything either.
Yep. And no permits to burn will be issued. So
that's lucky. I was going to light our fire pit up the other night.
Were you?
Lucky I didn't. You've informed me.
See? I am useful for something.
Sometimes.
Who's the captain of the Dockers men's team?
Nick Fife, maybe?
Ooh. No, very close. Fife, the man that just got knocked out over the weekend.
That's right.
The man who's appearing in the papers these days with a bum pillow around his neck.
A bum pillow?
Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
It's a neck pillow.
Oh, okay.
Weird world.
Scientists are expected to unveil the first ever photograph of a black hole this week.
Wow.
Mm. Now, up till this point,
have we not had the photo?
No, they've only ever sort of been artist speculations.
Right.
So, scientists have linked up a series of radio telescope dishes across the globe to create a virtual Earth-sized telescope. Now, it's a bit geeky, I get, but it is a pretty big step. Well, no details Wednesday night Aussie time, so I'll report back and hopefully, be able to share Thursday morning.
That's amazing, isn't it? Like, just that black holes even exist, don't you just always think?
Well, that's part of it.
We are so tiny compared to things that are out there.
Suck in entire planets and stars and stuff. Anyway, the idea, though, of trying to take a pic of something you can't see is kind of interesting.
So you can't see it with your human eye
either? It absorbs light. Pretty much all light is absorbed by a black hole. That's why it's black. So how you take a photo of that, I don't know.
Well, surely it's black. You can see it, though.
Maybe. I guess
you must have a special camera, like a human eye.
Possibly.
Like you could blink and take a photo.
Well, it's a bit like whipping your phone out to snap a photo of despair, possibly. You know?
Just catch that on our faces every morning when we rock up to work. Well, I'm a bit sick of hearing about the election.
Yeah, well,
let's be honest, it's dragging out.
Hasn't even been called yet.
I know.
We're over it, but then you do get over it. But I saw on Facebook someone had posted a pic.
It's an alternative, isn't it?
It is. It's an alternative. Like, that's something I could get behind. It was a picture of an election poster. It had a photo of Senor Rick Astley on it. And it said, Rick Astley for Prime Minister. And it then had a box of things that he promised would be election promises for him, right?
Yep.
So it said, he will never give you up, let you down, run around, desert you, make you cry, say goodbye, tell a lie, or hurt you.
So true. 97.3,
Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And live from Hollywood, Nikki Parkinson.
Hello. Now, if you missed the news, Queen and Adam Lambert are coming to Perth.
Yeah, woo.
Following the success of the Oscar-winning movie Bohemian Rhapsody, they'll be rocking out Perth Stadium February 23 next year. Pre-sale tickets go on sale 9 o'clock tomorrow, with general admission tickets go available from Monday the 15th of April, all via Ticketek.
Well, it's all very soon.
Yes, very soon, for almost a year away. Now, actress Felicity Huffman has pleaded guilty to fraud for her role in the college admissions scandal. Huffman faces a maximum prison time of 20 years for paying a consultant to boost her daughter's entrance score to a top university. She released a statement yesterday saying, I accept full responsibility for my actions and will accept the consequences that stem from those actions.
Surely she won't get that top.
Surely not.
Seriously. Anyway.
Full House actress Laurie Loughlin, who was also involved in the scandal with her own daughter, is yet to enter a plea, so we'll see what she gets. Yeah. If hers is also up to 20 years. Now, our very own Keith Urban has taken out Entertainer of the Year at the Academy of Country Music Awards. This is what he had to say, accepting.
I'm running out of time. Baby girl, I love you so much. My team, thank you, every one of you. To the fans out there, you are amazing. You have no idea how much you mean to me. No idea. But baby girl, I love you, and our girls, Sunday and Faith, who are at home watching right now. My whole team, and Dan McCarroll, thank you so much. CAA, Darren Murphy, my whole gang. I'm going to run out of time here in a minute. Mike, Cindy, everybody, I love you guys. God bless. I did thank Sunny and Faith, baby. Country Radio, I love you so much. Thank you so much. God bless every one of you.
I feel like you think Dan Murphy in there too.
If he's
maybe
the baby,
I heard that wrong.
One more time.
Baby girl.
Oh. Nicole Kidman, of course, was there to support him and posted a sweet pic of her kissing Keithy after his win.
Good eye.
And Netflix has released a trailer for Homecoming, a film by Beyoncé.
Oh.
The clip opens with rehearsal and prep footage of Bey's Coachella performance last year with Maya Angelou's voiceover.
What I really want to do is be a representative of my race, of the human race. I have a chance to show how kind we can be, how intelligent and generous we can be. I have a chance to teach and to love and to laugh. And I know that when I finish doing what I'm sent here to do, I will be called home. And I will go home without any fear.
Very dramatic, considering it's about her Coachella performance. Not sure how they go together. Anyway, the footage shows Blue Ivy practicing some dance moves alongside her mum and quick shots of Beyoncé and the twins that we don't see much of.
Okay.
So the film Homecoming, a film by Beyoncé, debuts April 17 between the two weekends of Coachella this year.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.